好像太远了。Hey, can I have a mic instead?大家好，我叫林世豪，我1992年就来了喜年堂。
换了，听不到。
My hearing is bad. Sorry.
我叫林世豪，我1992年就来了喜年堂。
My name is Lin Shihao. I've been in Jubilee since 1992.
20多年，第一次上来分享。
Some 20 years later, I'm up here sharing.
我不大喜欢站在前面。
I don't like to speak.
我已经躲了20多年。
I've been hiding for over 20 years. Don't like to speak in public.
今天是本堂持定的宣教主日。
This morning is especially designated as Mission Sunday.
因此，今早的信息也是以宣教为主题。
Therefore, the theme of our message this morning is the mission.
宣教是你的事。
Mission is your concern.
我的事。
My concern.
也是他的事。
Yes, as well as his or her concern.
因此，我们今早把信息定为宣教你我他。
Therefore, the title or the theme of our sermon this morning is mission, you, me, and him.
让我们来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，求圣灵这时候来到我们当中，带领我们。愿你孩子口中的言语、心中的意念，能得到你的接纳。这样祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名而求，阿门。今天是本堂慈悲宣教主日。
Today it's specially designated as Mission Sunday.
很多时候我们对宣教都有不同的看见。
Because oftentimes we have a different view on mission.
有些我们问了这样一个问题：把福音带到未来接受福音的人，就是宣教吗？
We often ask, is just bringing the gospel to people who have not heard the gospel considered a mission?
我想大家都认为是。
I think oftentimes we will think that's so.
不过有些人会加上一些条件。
But oftentimes we add some prerequisites as well.
比如必须是跨文化的。
Perhaps it has to be cross-culture.
跨地区的。
Cross-region or country.
有些人认为宣教士是宣教士做的。
Some people think that mission should be done by missionaries.
或者是教堂里。某一群被呼召的人所做的。
Perhaps only to be taken up by a certain subset within the church.
也有一些人因为如此。
And oftentimes because of this.
我们只需要为宣教来祷告就好。
We think that just for, by praying for mission that will suffice.
或我们能在金钱上能够帮助宣教也不错。
Perhaps if we could help with on monetary terms that would be good as well.
我没有上过神学。
I've never studied theology.
我的认识是从这样多年来所理解的。
My understanding has been accumulated over the years.
传福音。
Spreading the gospel.
将领我们。
Will lead us.
到宣教。
To mission.
就这样简单。
I think it's that simple.
传福音将能领我们到宣教。
Spreading the gospel will lead us to mission.
很多时候我们把它当做一份工作。
Oftentimes we treat that as a job.
一件事情。
Something that we have to be concerned about.
一件侍奉。
Perhaps a service.
一件事工。
A ministry.
这些都没错。
These are all right.
可是现在宣教事工。
But now the mission ministry.
想加入另一个空间思维。
We'd like to add a different dimension to this.
就是制造。
This to create
一个传福音的环境
is an environment that's conducive to spreading the gospel.
传福音的文化
a culture that's conducive to spreading the gospel.
宣教就是传福音
mission is about spreading the gospel.
同时去造就人
at the same time to train people.
也就是以生命去改变生命。
And that's changing lives with lives.
其实基督的福音带来根本的改变。
Perhaps the most fundamental change brought about by Jesus' gospel.
也就是生命的改变。
And perhaps it's just changing in the relationships in our lives.
远离上帝的罪人。
Sinners were removed from God.
重新与上帝和好，成为上帝的儿女。
Reconcile with God once again to be his children.
从此生活在与上帝同在的景况。
And from here on, living a life with God, a God-centered life.
体会上帝与人和好的生命意义。
And to appreciate the significance of a life whereby God has reconciled with man.
这就是说，传福音宣教必须做的事情。
And this is what the mission spreading the gospel we have to do.
听起来很可怕。
Sounds scary, doesn't it?
很大的工作。
Seems like a really big job.
我们通常听到这样的可怕的东西，我们就会把它放在一旁。
Oftentimes we hear something this daunting, we'll just set it aside.
这应该只是属于一些有呼召的人才可能做，去传福音，去宣教。
Perhaps this is can only be taken up by those who have the calling to do so.
这不是我的那杯茶。
It's not my cup of tea.
时常都觉得自己在讲福音这方面很缺乏信心。
Oftentimes we feel that spreading the gospel, we lack the confidence to do so.
觉得自己没有能力。
We are not capable.
又怕把福音传错。
Perhaps that to spread the gospel message incorrectly.
不敢尝试。
And therefore we dare not try.
不好意思开口。
And therefore unwilling to speak up.
都是很好的道理。
Perhaps these are all quite reasonable.
为什么有这样的心理障碍？
But why do we have such the psychological obstacles?
为什么会这样不自然呢？
Why are we so unnatural?
因为我们不在一个我们所熟悉的环境。
Perhaps because we are in an environment that we are not familiar with.
我们做不了一个本来的我。
We cannot be ourselves.
今天喜年堂希望和大家。
Today, Jubilee Church will hope to
一起创造这样一个生命的环境。
To create an environment with all of us.
一个环境。
An environment.
我们熟悉的。
That we are familiar with.
我们能够作为自己。
We can be ourselves.
就是基督的孩子。
Be a children of Christ.
传福音就好像我们的呼吸。
Spreading the gospel is just like us breathing.
就好像我们生活每天。
And in our lives, daily.
早餐、晚餐。
Just like our meals, our breakfast, dinner.
上课、下课。
Perhaps going to school and out of school.
上班下班。
Going to work and out of work.
一样的自然。
Just as natural that way.
我想要以下用摩西来做一个例子为做鼓励。
Perhaps I'd like to use Moses as an example, just to encourage us.
克服起步的困难。
To overcome this difficulty of initiating the first step.
我们在看出埃及记里的摩西。
If we look at the Moses in the book of Exodus,
摩西是我们大家都很熟悉的圣经人物。
Moses is a character, a biblical character that we're all very familiar with.
出埃及记第三章第七节到第四章第一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 7 through chapter 4 verse 1.
如果你去看那些经节，
if we actually look through those verses,
你可以问，
you can ask.
摩西是否天生的领袖？
Moses born a leader.
所以在那当中，
and within those verses,
摩西跟神，
Moses and God,
讨价还价了很久。
They often kind of went back and forth.
最后摩西再也找不到更好的拒绝。
And Moses couldn't find a better excuse at the end.
就说，
and he said.
主啊，我素又不是能言的人。
Pardon your servant, Lord.
我属于不是能言的人。
I've never been the eloquent.
就是你对仆人说话以后。
Neither in the past.
也是这样。
Nor since you've spoken to your servant.
我本来是拙口笨舌的。
I'm slow of speech and tongue.
最后摩西还是顺服了。
And ultimately Moses submitted.
其实很多时候。
Oftentimes.
我们都会犯同样的毛病。
I think we've fell into the same trap.
我们也可以说我不是摩西为理由。
We can say that because since we're not Moses as a reason.
而觉得我不必跟摩西一样。
And therefore we don't have to be the same as Moses.
同样的反应。
The same response as he did.
这个是一个很客观的想法。
This is quite an objective way of thinking.
可是不是绝对的。
But this is not absolute.
其实这样的障碍是可以改变。
Perhaps this can be changed.
当我们在态度上改变。
When we change our attitude.
我们打算顺服上帝的时候。
When we decide to submit to God.
通常我们会很怕。
Oftentimes we'll be very afraid.
顺服是一件很大的事。
Submitting is a very daunting task.
好像没有了自己的自主权。
Seems like we've lose our independence.
有些时候我们连想都不想就把它置之一旁。
And perhaps we just oftentimes do not want to think about it and just set it aside.
因为这个是代价很大。
It's something that's of a big price that we have to pay.
其实顺服是一个过程。
Actually, this submission is a process.
不是立刻没有了自主权。
It's not something that we just give up our independence immediately.
这是一个态度上的改变。
It's an adjustment in our attitude.
当你改变了这个态度。
When we change this attitude.
这个过程使我们慢慢的调整。
This process will help us to adjust slowly.
我们的生命。
Our life.
来配合上帝所交托。
To change our lives in concert with God has entrusted us.
给我们的使命。
Entrusted us with the mission that is in our lives.
我现在要分享一件刚刚发生的事。
Now I'd like to share with you an event that's just occurred.
这发生刚刚过去在 Wham Concert 的，就是上两个星期吧，十一号，十月十号，我不在。我不在新加坡。
This took place a couple of weeks ago during the concert that we had.
有一位姐妹送了一个简讯，这样的分享。
A sister of ours had sent us this thing to share.
如果她坐在这里，我要说声对不起，我没有征求你的意见，我要拿来分享。
But if she's amongst us, I'd like to apologize as I've not sought your consent before I decided to share this.
简讯是这样写的。
This is what the text says.
我和大家分享一下。
I'd like to share this with you.
我姐姐今天的感恩。
The thanksgiving that my sister had today.
当她开始加入招待组。
When she first joined the welcome committee.
这个招待组就是接待新朋友在那个 Wham concert 的那一天。
This committee is responsible for taking care of new friends who have joined us that day.
他觉得他不能胜任。
She felt that she could not perform to the task.
看到接待组内很多信息。
When she saw, I would see a lot of messages that went back and forth within the group.
因为我们有这样一个接待组的 WhatsApp.
There's a WhatsApp group for this committee.
开始要打退堂鼓。
She decided to try to backtrack all of this.
但最后她还是出席了。
But at the end, she decided to attend.
当我开始接待一位 Madam E.
When I actually started to welcome this Madam E.
她主动上前与我一起接待。
This sister of ours decided to welcome her together with me.
我让她接待 Madam E.
I let her welcome Madam E.
在整个过程中。
And throughout this process.
她体验到与神同工的美好。
I think she appreciated the ease and beauty that when we work with God.
与神同工的亲神。
And the ease that we have when we work with God.
更加的体会到是
And more importantly,
神在做。
God is the one doing.
我们只是参与。
We are merely participating.
感恩正如主耶稣所说
And similar to what Jesus has said,
我的轭是容易的。
For my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省的。
And my burden is light.
这就是宣教事工要与大家创造的环境。
This is the environment which the mission ministry would like to create with all of us.
使每个人在教堂的人
allow everyone in church
能够体验与神同工
can experience co-working with God.
神在做。
God doing the heavy lifting,
我们只是参与
and us merely participating,
不问成败
and regardless of failure or success,
在乎与神同工的美好
and only care about the beauty of co-working with God.
在传递福音是一件自然的事
spreading the gospel is something that's natural,
是我们生活的一部分
it's a part of our life,
就像我们的呼吸一样
it's just like us breathing,
不用想
something we don't have to think about.
我们就活出做基督的样式。
And we just live out Jesus's form.
祝福身边的人。
To bless the people around us.
做盐做光。
Be salt and light.
以上的见证。
And this witness.
就是一个很好的例子。
It's a very good example.
当你做了一个决定去跟从。
When you have made the decision to follow, to submit.
你就开始步入。
And you actually have taken the first step.
与天父同工的一个世界。
Into the world whereby we co-work with God.
回归正传。
Come back to the main topic.
上帝要通过禧年堂所持守的。
What God would like Jubilee Church to adhere to?
就是借着神的爱。
It's through God's love.
吸引万人。
To attract tens of thousands of people.
见证基督。
To witness for Christ.
祝福群体。
And to bless the people around us.
这样美好的意象。
This beautiful intent
去成全他要我们做的
to fulfill what he has entrusted us to do
把福音传扬
to spread the gospel
改变生命
to change lives
造就更多人
and to train more people
我们是否还在犹豫不决
Are we still hesitating to do so?
今天不提由个人去传福音
Today we're not talking about let individuals to take up this task
今天我们想要注重的是我们这样一群人
But what we want to focus on is us as a group of people.
在天父的编制下
Under God's plan,
组成了今天的禧年堂
We have organized what is called Jubilee Church today.
我们要如何一起去完成我们在教会的使命
How are we going to go about completing this mission that we have?
如何一起去经营这个天父给我们的家
How to go about operating this home that God has given us?
如何使这个家更温暖
How to make this home, to give this home more warmth,
更有爱心,
more love,
更能吸引人,
and more appealing,
更能留下走进禧年堂的人,
and to actually be able to keep people who have walked in, through our door,
而成为别人的祝福,
and be a blessing to others.
我今天的对象不只是成年人,
the focus I have today is not only adults,
所有青年和儿童,
But also youth as well as kids.
你们也负责同样的一个使命。
You guys have the same burden.
我只是举个例子。
Now let me give you an example.
我只是认识你们几位比较熟的。
So I only am familiar with a few of you, the young folks here.
Sean. 开南。
开南。
Simon.
And Simon.
今天我叫你们各自去传福音。
If I ask you today individually to go spread the gospel.
你们一定会问
And I'm sure you'll ask
为什么是我
Why me?
我要如何去做
How do I go about doing it?
如果真的邀请来了
And if I'm successful in inviting our friends
我要如何跟进等等一大堆的顾虑
How I'm going to follow up and a bunch of other concerns
可是如果我们有同样的使命
But if we have a common mission
Simon 带来的朋友
Friends who are brought by Simon.
开南和 Sean 可以一起照顾新来的朋友。
开南 and Sean could help take care of them.
使朋友不会有格格不入的感觉。
Actually helping them not to feel left out.
我们彼此的恩赐不一样。
Oftentimes our blessings, our gifts are different.
所以我们要各尽其所。
And therefore, we have to each do our utmost.
把阻碍除掉。
To remove the obstacles.
使我们能够完成之前所提到的使命。
And so as to allow us to fulfill the mission that we have discussed earlier.
就能营造一个这样传福音的环境。
And we can build this environment that's conducive to spreading the gospel.
一个传福音的文化。
A culture that's conducive to spreading the gospel.
最终是禧年堂的文化。
And ultimately becomes the Jubilee's culture.
因为文化是文化的形成。
Because the formation of a culture
是一堆人。
Is due to a bunch of people.
经过组织后。
Having organized.
有共同的使命。
And have a common mission.
共同的认识。
Common understanding,
共同的目标,
and a common goal,
而努力奋斗才酝酿而成,
and through a lot of hard work, and this will bring about success.
没有捷径,
and there are no shortcuts,
只有耕耘,
and just something that we have to cultivate together.
如果我们看一看今年禧年堂,
if we look at the Jubilee Church today,
我们大概有八百人,
we have about 800 members or so.
50岁以下的会有。
Members who are below 50 years old.
哦，刚好是51。
He is just slightly above 50.
所以我不在里面。
Yeah, he's not in that subsect.
50岁以下只剩270个人。
There are only 270 members who are 50 or below.
20年后。
20 years from now.
可能我71岁。
When Deacon Shao is 71 years old,
如果我还在的话,
if he were to be around still,
我可能是在那400人当中,
he might be one of 400 members at that time.
我们可能只剩下400人,
we might have just 400 members left at that time.
我是那130个人 above 50, so should be 70岁以上应该有最少130个人。
Yeah, we should have about 130 people or so who are age 70 or above.
我们面临的挑战实在很大。
Indeed, the challenges that we are facing is immense.
可是却不能退缩。
But we cannot back off from it.
希望你们能与教会一起来负起责任。
I hope that you are willing to take up this task with the church.
这不只是小辉牧师的事。
This is not just the concern for Pastor 小辉。
不是教牧。所能做一个能做的，不是教牧一个人能够做到的。
It's not something that the pastoral staff alone can take care of.
是我们的事。
It's our concern.
陈炳以上的观点。
And to uphold this viewpoint that we've discussed.
宣教事工在去年六月改组之后。
The past June, after the mission ministry have reorganized.
我们就做了基本概念的调整。
We have made some adjustment to the kind of the basic ideology we have.
过去宣教事工被定位以海外宣教士为目标的事工。
In the past, the mission ministry focuses primarily on overseas missionaries.
我们以金钱和物品。
And through gifts, monetary gifts and materials.
来支持他们的宣教工作。
To support their work overseas.
我们以祷告托住他们。
We use our prayers to uphold them.
我们以信件或在我们当中分享。
And through the mails that we have from them or sharing from them in amongst.
来和我们联系。
To connect with us.
我们的角色一直比较被动。
And our role in this case has oftentimes been very passive.
我们改组后的宣教事工讨论一番之后。
And after this reorganization, we have examined ourselves.
看到另一层意义。
We recognize another layer of significance.
看到上帝其实选召我们每一个信徒成为福音的使者。
We saw that God had indeed called each of us to be messengers of the gospel.
成为宣教士。
To become missionaries.
我们享受着福音应许的福分。
We enjoy these blessings that have been promised by the gospel.
我们可以住在这里。
And we can actually do it here.
这个地方。
This place.
我们的身边。
People amongst us.
生活中宣扬这个福分。
And to advocate these blessings in our lives.
这个好消息。
This good news.
这是一个美梦。
This is a beautiful dream.
新的梦。
It's a new dream.
我们以前做的我们会继续做。
What we have been doing, we'll continue to do.
也就是支持海外宣教的工作。
And this is support, continue to support the overseas missionaries.
但是这个美梦，希望大家能够和我们一起编织。
But we hope that we can weave this beautiful dream together.
一起努力追逐。
And we could actually strive hard to work together.
我们宣教事工会系统化来落实这个梦想。
And a mission ministry will systematically work to realize this dream.
知道不是一朝一夕的事。
It's not something that can be accomplished overnight.
但是让我们求取上帝。
And we pray that we will be able to use God.
以他的杖和竿来指引我们。
With his rod and staff to lead us.
保护我们。
To protect us.
催逼我们。
And to continue to push us forward.
希望我们一起来宣教。
And hope that we can all mission together.
在这里我们也必须澄清。
Here we'd like to clarify.
这一两年我们会把我们的focus, 就是我们的注意放在教堂我们传福音的工作。
And in the coming 2 years, we're going to put our focus on the church, on spreading the gospel.
可是绝对不会削弱对海外宣教士的认可。
But in no means we are weakening the recognition or help for the overseas missionaries.
而是希望通过更广泛的撒网。
But it's indeed with the hope of casting a broader net.
我们能够为更大的福音工厂。
We could actually prepare for a much bigger mission field.
预备终身为德之名的呼召献上的。
And to dedicate our lives to reaching out to the unreached people.
从我们这里被差派出去
and to be able to send out to be sent out from here.
这是宣教事工希望在二十年后
a mission ministry hopes that in 20 years
我们有在我们教堂
in our church
有宣教士出来
we have missionaries
有禧年堂去执堂
and it's led of the spirit by Jubilee Church.
这是我们的愿景。
And this is our vision.
现在让我们看看过去一年禧年堂在宣教方面所做的事。
And now let's take a look at what the mission ministry has accomplished over the last 12 months.
这只是一个新的起点。
This is only a new starting point.
离我们的愿景还有一段距离。
And there's still some distance away from our vision.
让我们努力同心。
Let us work together.
让我们勇敢前往的迈进。
Let's bravely take this step forward.
我们要相信上帝与我们同行。
We have to believe that God will walk with us.
我们信靠他。
We trust in Him.
相信最终我们会完成上帝要带领我们达到的愿景。
And we trust that God that will ultimately complete the vision that God had entrusted us to do.
今年我们把大谷地归纳入宣教事工。
This year we have categorized our North Ice mission under mission ministry.
一直以来都是由青年团契带领的这个事工。
This has been an item that has been taken, being responsible for by the youth ministry.
我们为大谷地短宣做了一个定位和运作上的改变。
We changed the positioning as well as the operations of this mission.
短宣成为宣教事工主催。
This short-term mission being spearheaded by the mission ministry.
不限于青少年事工的项目。
It's not just an event for the youth ministry.
这是为了让我们整合一切的宣教工作。
And this is to help us to integrate all the items under the mission.
与教会的方向一同进行。
To be in the same direction as the direction of the church.
配合教会的愿景。
And to in concert with the vision of the church.
因此我们在准备工作上也做了调整。
And at the same time, we have made some adjustments to the preparation work.
我们让更多的其他事工一起配合伴筹。
We have invited more ministries to help and coordinate with this preparation.
比如由培育事工负责需要。
And including LED ministry being responsible for the needs.
量身定做的装备培训。
Taylor made this this preparation training.
用与以往不同的方式。
And used means that were different from the past.
通过互动和讲故事来学习如何传福音。
Through more interactive means as well as the storytelling to spread the gospel.
我们看到的效果果然不同。
And the impact we've seen indeed has been meaningfully different.
青年人也更积极学习。
The youth were more excited about this learning.
更可喜的出席人数不只来自青少年事工。
And perhaps the more pleasant surprise has been that the attendees have been from all facets of the church besides the youth ministry.
参加者的来源也更多了。
The sources of this the participants have increased.
出席培育课程的参加者近乎100%。
The attendees for these training courses have gone up by 100%.
今天的短宣队也创新高。
This year the short-term missions have also hit new high.
达到25人。
We've hit 25 people this year.
在大谷地的短宣工作。
And this short-term mission at Ronotai.
也看到青年人虽然在语言上不足。
We saw that the youths, despite the fact that they were lacking in languages,
却能把要传的信息做主。
But they were able to accomplish delivering the message to the people.
这样的互动也激励了我们宣教事工的同工。
This interaction indeed encouraged the co-workers in the mission ministry.
我们相信再继续努力下去。
We believe that as we continue to work,
通过圣灵和带领，圣灵的感动和带领。
Through the Spirit's leadership,
我们会做得更充足。
We can be even more comprehensive.
更能把上帝的话
and more be able to deliver God's word
讲得生动和清楚
more lively and more clearly
从这点我们可以看出
and from this point we can see that
通过上帝和个人的恩赐
through the gifts given to each of us by God
在训练有素
and through more I guess better training
我们必能做得更好
we can certainly do better
你愿意被使用吗
Are you willing to be deployed?
做一点 marketing 明年的大谷地你们任何人都可以向我报名接下来我们的工作是如何与这批短宣队跟进
I think what was to follow is to how do we follow up with this short-term mission trips people who are on these trips
通过更多的交流
through more interaction
加强联系
to strengthen this interaction
刻意栽培
And to focus on on training,
把这一切都放在祷告中
and to put all these items in our prayers.
相信有朝一日
and we believe that one day,
我们当中有人愿意接受呼召
we will have someone who is willing to take up this calling amongst us.
最终愿意成为本堂自己派出去的宣教士
we'll be willing to be a missionary that's being sent out by this church.
让我们期待实现这样的美事。
Now let's hope and look forward to this event.
也把这件事放在祷告中。
And to put this in our prayer.
另外一件事。
Another item.
今年马来西亚长老会的芙蓉植堂。
This year, the Malaysian Presbyterian Synod planted a church in Seremban, Malaysia.
我们宣教事工得到长治会的认同后。
After the mission ministry had the approval from the session.
就积极参与芙蓉堂的服事。
We actively participated in the service of this church.
目的也是预备更多宣教工厂。
Obviously the objective is to prepare for more mission fields.
让更多人不必成为海外宣教士。
And to allow people not to have to be overseas missionaries.
也能参与宣教使命。
But to be able to participate in missions.
至今我们已经在二月、四月、五月、七月、九月，还有下一次在十一月。
And so far, we have in the months of February, April, May, July, September, and next in November.
其中的一个礼拜。
And just one Sunday among the months.
去到芙蓉为他们主持，这个主持这个 worship 这个崇拜。
And we lead worship at Seremban Church.
也帮忙他们在周六的青少年团契
and to help out with the youth ministry activities on Saturdays
儿童主日学的侍奉
and the service during the Sunday schools、
yeah. 我们参与的人数
the participants we have from Jubilee
至今已有三十位
there have been more than 30 of us
同时也有更多的会友主动愿意来参加
At the same time, we have had more members who are volunteering to participate.
芙蓉堂会在马来西亚的长老会其他三个堂会和喜年堂的配合努力下看到成果。
And we have certainly seen results from this effort put together by Jubilee Church, as well as three churches under the Synod in Malaysia.
今年六月份
this past June,
在他们执堂短短的六个月内
and this, after this church having been planted for about 6 months,
就有四位慕道友受洗。
We have had four seekers who were baptized.
可以看到在上帝的眷顾下
and we certainly saw that under God's care and concern,
从零到慢慢的增长
，from zero to a slow growth，
我们要为他们的施工继续祷告。
We want to continue to pray for their ministry，
求主赐恩给那里的传道人。
Pray that God will bless the preachers there，
加添他们的信心。
To strengthen them，
毅力和智慧。
To give them confidence, determination, and wisdom，
晓得如何把福音传给芙蓉市区周围更多的人。
Do you know how to spread the gospel to more people in that neighborhood?
带领他们来信主
To lead them to Christ.
让芙蓉堂会健壮起来
To strengthen this church.
成为更多人的祝福
And to be a blessing to more people.
同时也让我们有机会参与其中
And to give us the opportunity to participate.
从实践去认识上帝的作为
And from practice to actually understand God's acts.
让我们成为芙蓉教会的见证
Allow us to be witness for this church,
把我们的恩赐展现
and to show our blessings,
激励芙蓉教会
to encourage this church,
扩展他们的教会信心
and to strengthen the confidence of this church.
施恩好像也去过了，对吧？施恩在吗？在，所以你们年轻人也可以去。
So young people, you guys have to giddy up and.
我们通常以小组的，我们会邀请某一区的小组去参与，可是别的人也可以参与的。
Oftentimes we invite cell groups to go up and participate, but obviously we welcome everybody.
所以青年人你们也可以去看一下。
And certainly we encourage the youths to come visit.
我所收到的 feedback 回馈，施恩相当 enjoy， 相当觉得很鼓励。
Sian, who attended this, felt very encouraged.
在去年十二月
last December,
我们首次鼓励会友来参与儿童事工所办的营会。
For the first time, we encouraged members to help participate in this church camp that we have put together for kids.
两个礼拜前
2 weeks ago,
我们再次邀请会友参与接待我们，来到我们当中。出席 WEM 的家长们
，and we once again invited church members to come help and participate in welcoming parents who are attending this WEM concert.
目的就是要去认识那些带儿童来参与营会和嘉年华会的家长。
The objective is to get to know the parents whose kids are attending this events.
通过认识
，and through this event.
邀请他们带孩子来参与我们每个星期天的儿童主日。
And to invite them to bring their kids to attend our Sunday school every Sunday.
以后更进一步去邀请大佑教会的家长们。
And further on to invite these parents.
来参与我们的主日崇拜。
To participate in our worship every Sunday.
我们最近也看到更多新来的家长加入了。
And we have seen more parents come amongst us this recently.
如果更多人意识到这样的联系。
If more of us actually come to understand this,
这个为信主的家长的宣教意义
to appreciate this the significance of getting to know these parents,
我们应该看到更多人来当主人
We should see more of us taking up ownership of this,
欢迎和照顾来到我们当中的新脸孔
To take up ownership of welcoming and taking care of friends who are new amongst us,
我们可以做得更好。
We can do better.
今年年底我们又有一次的儿童营会。
We'll have another children's camp at the end of the year.
如果你们愿意参加的话
，If you're willing to participate,
还是可以跟我register.
Yeah, you can register with Deacon Shi Hao.
配合人人参与。
In concert with this, everyone participating.
人人把宣教当成生活中当然的事。
Everyone treating mission as something that's natural in our lives.
我们将通过各区区牧。
We will through the different pastoral zones.
进入各区小组。
And in turn go into each of the cell groups.
把这样的信念传开。
To spread this message.
让更多人能够成为祝福社区。
To allow more people to be able to bless communities.
祝福群体。
To bless groups.
希望我们一起来参加。
And we hope that we'll all participate.
如果人人把宣教、传福音当作生活中当然的事，
if everyone treats this as something that's essential in life,
我们以后可能连迎新组都不用了。
Perhaps we might not even need this the welcome committee in going forward.
我们所有的人都是迎新组。
Because all of us are in this committee.
宣教事工希望营造这样一个环境，让大家服侍。
And the mission ministry would like to cultivate, create this environment.
宣教事工最不想造成的是那些参与接待的人。
The mission ministry does not just want to have people who participate in this welcome.
就好像上了贼船一样。
Just like getting on a pirate ship.
我不会因为你们参加了一次。
It's not because you have participated once.
我就会时常找上你们。
That I'll keep tapping on your shoulder to have you participate again.
因为这个是我们要营造的环境。
Because this is the environment that we'd like to create.
我们必须自然的反应。
It's something that has to be somewhat of a natural response.
有新的人。
When we have new friends.
我们一起来做。
We actually work on this together.
所以我通常每一次在做这一回事的时候，我会重新邀请。
Because therefore, when we have to do this, every time we'll look to re-invite, I guess start a new page and re-invite people.
我在宣教事工想做的一件事。
There's something I would like to do in mission ministry.
就是把宣教事工 chop 成一个 bite size, 我们吃得下的。
To bite-size mission ministry.
而不是一件我们看到离我们很远的事。
It's not something that we see as something that's very far removed from us.
小到我们吃得下。
Something that we can actually just chew on and eat.
上帝赐给喜年堂的恩赐，如果我们不去用
，If the gifts that God has blessed Jubilee with we do not use,
我们会不会像马太福音？25:14-30的经文。
That we perhaps might end up as the parable in the book of Matthew 25:14-30.
耶稣所讲的三个仆人的故事。
The parable that Jesus had talked about the three servants.
我们真的要深思上帝给我们的恩赐。
We should deeply indeed ponder about the gifts that God has given us.
上帝给我们的恩赐有多少并不重要。
It's not important how much God has given us.
最重要的是我们如何使用。
But I think more importantly is how we go about using these gifts.
上帝要我们尽责。
God wants us to do our utmost.
我们有不同的恩赐。
We all have different gifts.
但在努力的程度上一定要相等。
But I think at least on an effort scale, we have to be all on par.
故事里的仆人。
The servants in the parable.
要带出的信息就是。
And the message that should be taken from this.
我们的恩赐或多或少都必须被上帝使用。
Our blessings, whether they are big or small, should all be used by God.
我们要保守和应用上帝给予我们的恩赐。
We have to keep and utilize the gifts that God has blessed us with.
不论在带领人来教会。
Whether to bring new friends to the church.
陪上福音班。
To attend gospel classes.
传讲上帝的作事。
To spread God's word.
作为陪谈员等等
perhaps we become befrienders, etc.
我们要各尽其职。
We each have to do our part.
我们要懂得善用。
We have to know how to use it well.
就是发挥了上帝给我们的恩赐。
And therefore to do justice to the gifts that God has given us.
不管在宣教方面
whether they be in missions,
改变人的生命方面
perhaps in changing other people's lives,
我们都得尽心尽力。
That we all have to do our utmost.
宣教不是宣教事工的专利。
Mission is not something that should be monopolized by the mission ministry.
宣教是我们大家的事。
It's something of concern to all of us.
宣教不能只靠宣教士或几个人去做。
Mission should not be taken up just by missionaries or by just a few of us here in church.
宣教是你的事。
Mission is your concern.
我的事。
My concern.
他的事。
And his concern.
人人有份。
Everyone has his or her part.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们求你来带领，我们愿意一生顺服你，我们愿意以你赐下给我们的恩赐，愿意在禧年堂付出一份力量，我们愿意在宣教上成为你的器皿，愿意付出我们有限的力量，成为社群的祝福，奉主基督的圣名而求，阿门。